Susie, I have a great story today. It's all about the pearl that changed a life. Would you and Allie like to help?
Oh, boy, would we ever, wouldn't we, Al?
Boy, we sure would, Jim.
Well, Allie, I have a man's part here that really needs dignity. Could you play that?
Oh, most certainly. Have you ever seen a more dignified alligator in your life?
All right, you are Abu El Akbar.
Oh, that's easy. Abba-duba-dabba-car.
No, Abu El Akbar.
Abba-duba-abba-car.
Well, you don't have to pronounce his name. You just do your
good
part,
thing.
Okay? Here we go. Abu El Akbar, it is said, was the richest man in the land.
Oh, richest man in the land, huh?
His billowing robes were golden. Fine jewels adorned each hand.
Jim, I don't have any hands. Does that make any difference?
No, Allie. Oh. One so rich should be happy and gay. But Abu El Akbar? Oh, no.
I wasn't. How come?
He spent his days in wandering, searching high and low, asking of every friend and foe.
Where is the pearl of great price?
He climbed the lofty mountaintop and crossed the driest plain.
Oh, it's hot here. Oh.
He searched the deepest valley, but his efforts were in vain.
Where is the pearl of great price?
Into the steaming jungles he trod.
Bugs.
Prepared for any test, his shoulders drooped, his body arched.
Oh, look at the scratches on my body.
But he would never rest. He had tried his very best to find the pearl of great price.
Jim, I haven't said nothing yet. When does my part come in?
Your part's coming up, Susie Moppet.
Okay.
He followed a sparkling, silvery brook till it joined the ocean's roar in a thundering falls of laughing foam. Susie, that's the brook laughing. That's not your part.
Oh.
He's not
part.
Been here before. He stood and gazed the view below until it was nearly night.
Oh, my, what a beautiful sight.
And then across the blue-green bay, he spied a city's light.
A city's light! I spy a city's light!
He felt this... Would you stop ad-libbing, Allie? He felt this place would be just right to find the pearl of great price.
The perfect place.
He eagerly ran through the city streets, searching shop after shop.
Oh, where's the
pearl
of great price?
But finding nothing, he sighed, discouraged.
Will my search ever stop?
He sat on the ground.
Oh, this ground's wet.
His head in his hands. He couldn't go on, he feared.
Oh, I can't go on. I'm so tired.
Then he heard the sound of a tapping cane as a bearded old stranger near.
I hear the sound of a tapping cane.
He stopped. In his outstretched hand appeared the perfect pearl of great price.
Oh, look at that pearl. Isn't that the most beautiful thing you ever laid eyes on?
Abu looked at the pearl and blinked his eyes. Once, and twice, and then thrice.
Yeah, what's thrice mean?
That means three times.
Well, why don't they just say once and twice and three times?
Allie, go on.
It'd make more sense.
Allie, it's your turn.
It's worth any sacrifice. How much must I pay for this pearl?
He asked. The bearded one spoke very soft and slow, and he said,
the only way is to sell all you own, every grain, every thread, and on that day bring all to me, and then you may own the pearl of great price.
Jim, I still don't have a part. I haven't said anything.
Well, thank you, Randy, for doing that part. Your part's coming up, Susie. Just hold on.
How come Randy got a part and I didn't?
Your part's coming up. He eagerly thanked the old stranger, and then he hurried to sell all he owned. His neighbors watched and shook their heads.
He must be mad,
they moaned.
He sold his house, his land, his books, and the carpets in every hall. He even sold his bird in its golden cage and his horse so strong and tall. Jim, I don't think it's right to sell pets.
He didn't regret his decision at all to gain the pearl of great price. He packed the gold in a leather bag to pay for the pearl he desired. He found the man and gave him the bag with the gold that he had acquired. At last, he had the pearl.
Oh, I've got it, I've got it.
The perfect pearl.
The perfect pearl.
And he sang and danced with joy. The old one smiled and said to him,
you'll not want nor weep, my boy, from this day on. You will enjoy your perfect pearl of great price.
Jim?
Yes, Susie?
What does that story mean? How come it's in the Bible?
Well, God put that story in the Bible, Susie, to teach us that Jesus is the pearl of great price.
Oh!
And no matter how much we'd have to pay for salvation, it's worth giving up everything to have salvation. But do you know something?
What, Jim?
It doesn't cost anything at all to know Jesus as your Savior. He paid the price on the cross, and Jesus is the pearl of great price.
I'm glad that Jesus is in my heart.
I have a great story to tell. It's called The Story of Noah's Ark.
Jim, come here and I'll help you.
Sure.
Oh, we'd just love to help your stories, Jim.
Okay, I need two real important characters.
Now, Jim, the last time that I helped you tell a story, you gave away the great big court and I didn't hardly get nothing. This time I want to be the main character.
Well, the main character is Noah. Could you play a man's part?
Oh, I'd play the best man you ever saw.
Okay, you be Noah. And Allie,
I want a big part too, Jim.
Well, Allie, you have the most important part in the whole world. But you have to be very reverent.
Oh, yes, I can be very reverent.
All right, you'll be God.
God?
Yes.
Oh, yes, Jim.
I want you to play it very reverent, though. All right?
Yes, Jim.
Okay, here we go. The story of Noah's Ark. The Bible tells that long ago, God looked on earth and here below, saw all his creatures full of hate, and he asked,
Oh, what did I create? Why do my people war and fight when they've been told about what's right? They don't seem sorry for their ways, nor want to change to better days.
God thought a while and then declared,
The only one that can be spared is Noah, who it's plain to see has lived in peace with his sons three. But every other living thing will be destroyed by covering the whole wide world with floods so great, I'll sweep away the fear and the hate.
To save him from the floods to come, God spoke to Noah near his home. An ark he must start building now, 400 feet from stern to prow.
Oh, that's a big one.
3 stories high and extra wide, with door and windows on each side.
It must be big, since in this boat you'll need to keep yourself afloat, your wife and sons and wives. Then bring a pair of every living thing that creeps or crawls or runs and flies. What space you'll need just for supplies.
Jim, I haven't had a part yet. You said I could play the big character, I haven't said anything.
You're Noah. Now that's important. Noah's the main character.
What do you have to say about it, Jim?
Well, he's a very quiet man.
Yeah.
Shem, Japheth, and Ham, the grown sons three, found each was willing to agree and started building this great ark, all working hard from dawn till dark. They heard their neighbors laugh and jeer and say,
What crazy folks can create to build a boat on high dry land?
They just refused to understand. The ark took many years to build. God watched and waited till they filled the ship with all the needed things for months of water voyaging.
Well, you'd need a lot of stuff to feed all those animals, Jim.
Now, you're Noah. Don't ad-lib.
Well, Jim, I haven't said nothing yet.
Much food and clothing, pots and plants were stored aboard. They took no chance of starving either beast or men while on the ark for weeks on end. Next, Noah's search was not in vain. From mountain, jungle, hill, and plain, he led the creatures two by two. The tigers, bears, and kangaroo. The horses, goats, and porcupines, all trailing in two long lines.
I'd have been scared.
The sky was dark with flapping wings. The ground was live with creeping things. Each trembled at the mighty roar of beasts all moving towards the door.
I'm scared. I'd get out of here.
You're Noah, you can't leave. Then Noah's wife and sons and wives went up the ramp. They dried their eyes, and as the sun shone hot about, they heard the people laugh and shout. Aboard at last, the rains did come.
Oh, it's raining, it's raining.
They beat the roof with steady drum for 40 days and 40 nights, as bit by bit land sank from sight. The tops of mountains disappeared as Noah from his windows peered. An awesome sight to look around and see no trace of your home ground. Can you imagine how you'd feel to hear the thunders crash and peal and pitch and toss and wind and storm? The only ones alive and warm?
Jim, I'm getting seasick. I want off this boat. I get seasick.
You're Noah.
I get sick easy.
You're Noah. You have to stay on the boat. For 6 long months on board they stayed. It was not easy. But they prayed that God would see them safely through until dry land came back in view. The rains did stop, the flood went down.
Oh, boy.
Until the ark bumped on the crown of mountain tall called Ararat. And there the ship stuck fast.
Jim, I haven't had a part yet. The whole story is just about over. I still haven't had a part.
Oh, there's a part for you. Just hold on.
Okay.
Soon Noah let a raven go. A big black bird, which to and fro went flying, finding food afloat, as they all watched it from the boat. God sent strong winds, the earth to dry, yet still the waters seemed so high. A dove flew next to look around, but did not find unflooded ground. A week went by, and out again. This time the dove, oh joy, amen,
yay,
brought back a fresh plucked olive leaf, a sign of life.
Oh,
what relief.
Getting out of this boat.
Another week, the dove once more was sent abroad to search, explore. This time, she did not reappear, which meant that dry land must be near.
Oh, I want to get out. I want to get out.
The earth was drying rapidly, and soon they found that they were free to leave the ark. This happy throng burst into sounds of joy and song. To show their thanks that they were spared, the people built an altar there, and God was pleased as he looked on.
I am pleased.
He blessed good Noah and his son. To them he said,
go, build new homes, have children, who in turn will roam and settle countries far and near. Another flood you need not fear. To show you that my promise will be kept forever, see that hill? Beyond it I have placed up high a lovely rainbow in the sky. By this fair sign will people know my promise will be kept. So go with faith to plant the earth again.
To this, old Noah said,
amen. Jim, I got left out. I didn't get to say nothing.
Well, you wanted to be Noah, and he had one line, and amen's an important line.
But Jim, why didn't you tell me Noah just had one line?
Well, I know you kind of got left out of this story, but you know, Susie, would you have liked to have been one of those people who got left out of the ark?
Oh, no, never, Jim.
That would have been terrible. Can you imagine when that great flood came and all those people died? And, you know, they'd been laughing just a few days before, and they laughed at Noah, and Noah worked on because the Bible says Noah walked with God. And Noah kept on working even though they laughed in his face.
That must have been hard, Jim, with everybody laughing at you.
But I'll bet they weren't laughing after the rains came.
Oh, no.
And the flood started to go up and up and up. And they'd scream, oh, help us, Noah. Let us in. Let us in. But you know, Susie, Noah could not have let them in.
Because God closed the doors, didn't he?
That's right.
And Noah couldn't get them open.
God shut the door. And you know, the Bible tells us that when Jesus comes, it's going to be just as it was in the day of Noah, that people are going to be laughing at God and going on in their lives, ignoring the things of God. But one day Jesus will come, and then it's going to be too late to find salvation. So right now, I want everyone that's listening to bow their heads and close their eyes. Now maybe you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart. You know, Jesus is the ark of safety. He's the only way to heaven. So right now, let's ask Jesus to come into our heart. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that you will forgive me of all my sins and come into my heart. I accept Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as my personal Savior. I believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead. Thank you, Lord, for coming into my heart and saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.